Commentator Jeff Biggers has some true tales of his own about growing up in southern Illinois. When he was a child, the area was mostly white and English-speaking. These days, he hears Spanish spoken on the streets. And when Biggers returned to his grandfather's home in Beardstown, he got a pleasant surprise.
When I stopped to get directions in Beardstown, Illinois recently, I was surprised at the response. The young man gave me instructions in Spanish, and this made me smile. When I was a child, Beardstown was a mythic river town to me. My grandfather lived nearby, and when we visited, he would take us across the Illinois River on a narrow bridge to a restaurant in town, hosting us to a feast of catfish, cornbread, hush puppies, and fried okra. Mark Twain had Hannibal, Missouri, but Beardstown was the river port of my Huck Finn dreams. My family left Illinois when I was in grade school, moving to southern Arizona. I soon grew into the customs and cuisine of the Southwest, preferring tortillas to bread and green corn tamales to corn on the cob, but I still love catfish. I recently returned to Beardstown after 30 years when my wife took a job in a nearby university town teaching bilingual education. It's a subject that's taken on surprising new life in rural Illinois and across the Midwest. These days, Beardstown's old catfish restaurant is gone. Across the street is a large mural advertising a new Mexican restaurant and a Mexican market. After 100 years of solitude, the mostly German-American residents of Beardstown have new neighbors and a new lease on life. Mexican and Latin American immigrants make up nearly half of the town's 6,000 residents. This stems from a wave of Latin Americans moving to the Midwest for jobs in the meatpacking industry. Unable to attract local labor, plants have been recruiting at the border for years. In Beardstown, hundreds of Latinos work at a massive jungle on the fringe of town, slaughtering over 14,000 pigs a day. The town has many of the problems you might expect. The schools are underfunded and struggling to deal with second language learners. Much of the housing is substandard, and the social conflicts still divide some of the locals and the newcomers. But the new immigrants have rebuilt boarded-up homes and stores. Their kids enliven the schools. The once flagging grocery stores offer fresh produce again. The Catholic Church holds a Virgin of Guadalupe festival. And now the town celebrates two Independence Days, one for the U.S. and one for Mexico. In a way, the two sides of my personal history had come together in today's changing Midwest. The new Beardstown has given me a new reason to cross the bridge.
The comments of writer Jeff Biggers. He lives in Macomb, Illinois.